This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend Laura Banks, who is one of the country's foremost astrologers. She's here with me as we both talk to a very interesting gentleman who has what is called financially the Astrologers Fund. Henry Weingarten runs the Astrologers Fund, and so we are here to figure out what this is all about. Is it something we want to invest in? Or should we have maybe the question is, should we have invested? This is kind of like talking about health. You know, it's much easier for you to prevent the virus by being healthy than it is to deal with it after you get the virus, get sick, and have to cure it. So maybe we'll find out here, Laura, from Mr. Weingarten, how it is that we can benefit by maybe preparing for the next problem, because it isn't going to do us any good now. But I think the whole idea of astrology and the market is fascinating. So how did you, let's meet Mr. Weingarten and talk a little bit about how you decided to invest using astrology. How's that work?
Astrologer since 1967, and I knew about the 1987 crash a year in advance to the day. A friend of mine, Charles Harvey, had predicted it. And when it took place, I realized after this, well, I'm an astrologer. I make predictions every day. So at the time, I had a bookstore and a publishing company and a school, and I started developing how to work with the markets. There are three forces in the markets: fundamentals, technicals, and what's behavioral economics. And astrology is behavioral economics, or mathematical psychology based on astronomy, that's been done for over 5,000 years.
So under the circumstances, a lot of people say to folks who are sensitive, like Laura, I'm sure, has heard this, if you're so smart or you're so psychic, why aren't you a billionaire? And
that's a very good comment. And there are a number of reasons for it. Charles used to say, you know, if astrology was that easy, then everyone would have a private plane and a Rolls Royce. It's not the case. There are a number of ways to make money. First of all, some people, that's not their major view in life, which in my case, up until recently, it's not been my major concern. And also,
you mean money? Money hasn't been money. Being rich hasn't been
always,
your concern.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
You know, for some people, the secret of being rich is never having enough, and we've always felt we had enough. Mm-hmm. So there's that element. But it's a question of, first of all, it's not the only tool in the marketplace. I know people who have no idea where the market is tomorrow, and yet they make a lot of money. It's also a lot easier if you have a lot of money to make money. You can afford to make mistakes. But the main thing is, it's not that the question. The question is, if you know astrology and if you know what the markets are going to do, will you make more money with less risk? Because every financial professional tries to suggest that to you. You can always, like, flip a coin and double your money or lose it. That's not what this is about. So if you were following our newsletter, for example, Wall Street Next Week, you would have known around January, February, the markets were at a very high point. And what we suggested, maximum cash. Now, maximum cash could be 10%, it could be 50%, some people went to 100%. And then if you were also looking at some of the cycles, you would have said, you know, as of about a week or 2 weeks ago, it's time to start reinvesting in the markets. So right now, the markets are just a little bit under 20,000, which is highly undervalued. Anything under 22, even in many of the worst case scenarios, is something you want to invest. But is it all over? Not necessarily. Is it near the bottom? Definitely. Will it be probably good in the next month or two? Yes. But is it going back to where we were before? Certainly not before the election. So you have an idea of waves and when to invest, when to be more cautious. Gold, for example, was very clear. Gold is flying again, that gold will do very well. It will even do better in the fall, and many other things. So you have to look at both the astrology and the fundamentals and the technicals of the market. At the moment, we think we should be stepping back into the marketplace cautiously, not using margin, of course, and people do.
What does that mean? Explain what that means, will you please,
okay,
Mr. Weingarten?
It means that, for example, don't be too aggressive in coming back into the market.
Don't borrow your way in.
Exactly correct.
Yeah.
And also, there are companies making more money than ever. If you look at Walmart, if you look at Teladoc, I mean, companies. If you look at some of the companies that are out there, they're hiring people and they're doing better. Now, I would say that's maybe 20% of the companies.
Right.
If you're looking at things like airlines, cruises, they're going to be in deep trouble for the next year or two. But there are pockets of people making more money from this. And
Henry,
we'll do
what
better.
Percentage of the population actually makes money in the stock market? What percentage of the population?
At this point in time or in general?
In general.
I would say in general, they generally do. Because if you look
what percentage of the population of the United States makes money in the stock market?
I don't have those exact figures, but if you include IRAs and stuff, it's got to be well over 50%.
So this is important to a lot of listeners. And I think, you know, what's interesting about what you do is you predicted that Donald Trump, his election was going to be big. It was going to be good for the economy. And he had a double Jupiter, you know, like you said, or someone said in that Bloomberg article, we don't have to know
right.
how the time works. We just have to have it tell time. And so now it went well. And now we've got a situation on our hands where we don't know what's happening. Can you give our
sure.
listeners a sense of when we can see as the stock market and bigger than the stock market, when are we going to get back to work? When is this going to change?
Okay, well, let's talk about Trump first, because to a large extent, a lot of what happens in the U.S. markets has to do with Trump. We told people that Trump was going to be in crisis in March, which it was, but fortunately in April, it's totally the reverse. So by mid-April, he's going to be in much more control of the situation, or I'm not saying he's not in control now, and people will be feeling a lot better. So I would say that within the next month or two, this crisis is over. However, saying that doesn't
that
mean
you're getting that astrologically. That because
From Trump's horoscope alone, he has Jupiter in his lunar.
So the country's horoscope is not as important as Trump's horoscope at the moment.
Well, I wouldn't say that. There are multiple influences that you have to look at.
Mm-hmm.
You also look at the horoscope of the New York Stock Exchange, the horoscope of gold. For example, one of our forecasts is that oil will start moving back up in April and May. And one of the two drivers that's bringing the market down is the oil war, which we think is likely to be moderated or eliminated in the next month or two. That doesn't mean oil is going back to where it was. But when oil was 22, which means gas is under a dollar, it's not going to stay that way. And it will be down. But the crisis part of oil, we believe, will be over within the next 2 weeks. And we've been buying oil stocks for the last 2 weeks. So, and the other crisis is COVID. And I believe the COVID crisis is well overdone in a number of ways, which we could discuss.
But it still impacted the market. That's the way it's impacted businesses. My business is a little broadcasting guy here. I'm getting shellacked.
So 1 to 2 months, we're going to be out of this go to your bunker situation?
I would say I believe that. That's highly probabilistic, yes, absolutely. And that Trump said that last night, as a matter of fact.
All right, hold on. We continue our discussion here. It's very thank you, Laura, for bringing us Mr. Weingarten. Your hidden power, Henry Weingarten, who runs a fund based on what happens in astrological circles. And it's, I think, it's if you want to go to their website, it's afund.com, right, Dr. I keep wanting to call you Dr. Weingarten.
Henry Weingarten, yes. We're actually a private office now, but we were a fund, yes. But certainly afund.com, they can also look at our forecast for the year, for multiple years. It's on YouTube, so they could see what we had to say about 2020 as well.
So you don't have clients. Like if I wanted to send you $10, $10,000,
no, he wants $50,000.
Oh, he does.
That's for clients. We do more. Actually, we're not taking on clients. But in the past, we've done that in the past, yes.
All right. Now, it's time for us to turn our attention to another money exclusive here. If you'd like to get an extra $5,000 back from your prior year's tax returns, you may listen up and find out more about family tax. Yeah, I know. I've gotten your attention. I need $5,000 right now. If you give $5,000 to Mr. Weingarten, maybe you'd be better off. But at the moment,
$50,000.
$50,000. Okay. Okay, can't get in without 50. Family Tax will take your file tax returns from the last 1, 2, or 3 years, analyze those tax returns, find hidden credits and deductions, and you are obviously the beneficiary. And this is how they work. If they don't find you any money, you don't pay them any money. That's, as a matter of fact, if you don't get back at least $5,000, the services from Family Taxes are free. So call 800-262-0318 and check this out, especially now when we're not working, we actually need some extra dough. I'm going to do this myself. 800-262-0318. Family Tax Services. Analyze your tax returns. Get back $5,000. That's the message in a nutshell. These are all former IRS employees. They know how to find all of these various credits and deductions that maybe the big tax companies that did your return, or maybe you, if you did your return on your own, missed. Let's make it work for you. 800-262-0318 for Family Tax.
With turkey season's opening around the country, it's time for Turkey Talk, right after this quick break.
At Higdon Outdoors, we help you get the most of every minute you spend hunting. There's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. We're using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your duck, goose, and turkey hunting experience even better. We welcome Power Calls to the Higdon Outdoors family. Unleash the power. Visit power-calls.com. That's power-calls.com.
When is a good time to call a lot to a Tom? A perfect time is when you're competing with another vocal hen. You've got to get that Tom's attention and convince him that he needs to check you out rather than the real thing. Be forceful and loud and get his attention and bring him in. To learn more about this topic and many more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com and remember, the seasons never end.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
Both canola and olive oil are very versatile to use. They are great to use in many different recipes, even in baking.
Dietitian Angie Murad says using these unsaturated oils in place of saturated fats can help reduce the incidence of chronic conditions, such as type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease.
Plant and seed oils have mono and polyunsaturated fats, which can help increase the good cholesterol or the HDL cholesterol and help lower the bad cholesterol or LDL cholesterol.
Murad says seed oils like peanut and sesame have stronger flavor and higher smoke points, so they're great in marinades and stir fries. Walnut oil's lower smoke point makes it better for dressings. Just remember, all oils are high in calories.
So you just want to use them in moderation.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Continuing on now, my co-host Laura Banks is here from another point of view on your hidden power. This is something that really is will get everybody's attention, I think, when you understand what Mr. Weingarten, Henry Weingarten, is all about. From the A Fund, astrological, you are an astrologer now, you're predicting. And so what else do you want to tell us that will make us feel better? Because that's what we need right now.
Yes.
We need to feel better. Fast.
Well, I don't know about fast, but things are getting better. We're near, most market professionals, or many feel that we're certainly near the bottom. We've gone beyond what is reasonable, and certainly markets will be higher than this year end. So that's something that will make people feel comfortable. Unfortunately, it's not all clear skies ahead, and I don't really want to talk about the summer when there's some issues too. But I think short term, we're turning the corner. There's no question.
When you say issues, you're talking about financial issues?
Financials. Yeah, we're basically talking from a financial viewpoint all the time.
All right. So in that circumstance, people are going to ask you if Trump's going to be reelected. A lot of people think that the economy will be the bellwether as to whether he gets elected or not. If it's rough seas, it may not be so good for him. And I don't know whether you want to predict that or not.
Well, I mean, some people are calling this a hoax. We don't know where this is going. But, Henry, I have a natal chart. We all have natal charts.
All right, hold on a second.
We'll come back to that.
Let's come back to the individual charts and how we know, using our charts, how to invest. That's very important, I think. Henry Weingarten with Laura Banks and Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Continuing on now, Laura and Doug talking to Mr. Henry Weingarten, who has the Astrologer's Fund. He uses astrology to pick his stocks and to invest. So, Laura, you had a good question. Would you please continue trying to put together how we would look at this from an individual astrological point of view, like mine or yours or whose ever?
Well, in companies and corporations, I know, Henry, you work with entire companies that are looking for a valuation and a determination on how to move. But when you think of someone like J.P. Morgan, who didn't make a move without an astrologer, and you look at even Ronald Reagan, who was so successful, that's great for companies. Can you give advice to the individual? You know, of course, maybe Aries is more comfortable with speculation than Virgo, but like right now, what
how about Scorpios?
Scorpios are all about money, but what would you say to the individual at this time?
At the end of the time is the classic statements about not panicking at this point. Markets will be bottoming out short term. Some of the short term crises mentality we expect to be over in next 2 to 4 weeks. Separately, you asked about Trump and the election. I think that's on everybody's mind. And we predicted his election in 2016, 14 months in advance, when nobody even knew practically who he was. He has a good, at that time he had an A+ horoscope. At this point, at the time, he has sort of a B+, A- horoscope. We didn't do any work yet until we decided who the Democratic person would be. If it's Biden, he actually has a decent horoscope, with the exception of the time of in July when the nomination. So there's gonna be, he may or may not get the nomination, and there are also going to be a lot of fights at that event. So our forecast has been...
So should we not discount Bloomberg yet then, as much as he's out?
I didn't say Bloomberg, but I'm just saying that there's going to be a lot of difficulty for him, and if he does get the nomination, he'll do half decently. Our view was about 351, which interestingly enough, several economic models about a month ago came to the same thing. We were off about 2 points before. So we think it's likely to win. I'd give it about 80-85% chance at this point.
That Trump will win?
That Trump will win with about 351 electoral college votes.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right. So I found it
and then
interesting.
Going into 2021, are we going to be good? Are we going to be in a good place?
There's problems because, well, if you can tell me what the government's going to do regarding, just giving away free money is not a good situation.
Yeah,
I think there are going to be challenges. There's certainly recessionary pockets of the economy will be in recession. You know, we talk about recession or depression. That's the wrong way to look at it. There are four cycles. Some people are in prosperity right now. Some people are in depression. Some are in recession, some recovery. To me, they're like four parts of the economy. So, unfortunately, it will be somewhat difficult, regardless of who comes in 2021, because of some of the what I consider economic mistakes being made now. But that's not an astrological comment. That's a basically economic comment.
It will not be the end of the world.
It will not be the end of the world. It's not going to be depression. It's not going to be the end of the world.
No.
I think that's markets have exaggerated here. Under 22,000 Dow, the markets are undervalued, giving almost all scenarios. Now, whether they're going to go back to 30,000, that's certainly not short term. Some people are saying they will. I don't see that. But they were certainly, at the moment, are undervalued, which means you don't want to sell if you haven't sold already. And if you have plenty of cash, you may want to put a small amount to work.
Right, put it to work. Neil Cavuto said, he told Mr. Weingart on the air that he was one of the best stock pickers he knew, and maybe that's why you pay attention to what they have, whether you put your money in there or not. You can certainly check out the Astrologer Fund, Inc., or the AFund.com. Henry Weingarten here with Laura Banks and Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power. Thanks very much, Mr. Weingarten.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
I'm Andy Solomon. With schools closing across the country because of the COVID-19 virus, parents are suddenly faced with the challenge of keeping their children occupied, and more importantly, learning at home. Pam Rogeman, Dean, College of Education, University of Phoenix, says that regardless of their age, keeping normal school hours for learning should be priority.
Keep learning as a part of your children's day. Use teacher lesson plans and interactive apps. Conduct simple science experiments around the house. Keep reading and writing skills high by assigning books and journals, then schedule time as a family to discuss.
This can also be a great opportunity to introduce new skills. Teach your children how to cook, garden, or play a new sport. You don't need to run out and spend money on a science kit or workbook. You probably already have what you need around your home.
Don't forget to continue to be a role model for your child. Model the behavior you want them to do. Limit your screen time, stay busy during your scheduled work time, and remain calm.
For more information, go to phoenix.edu/COVID-19.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic frontrunner for the White House is calling on President Trump to move more quickly in combating the coronavirus pandemic in the United States.
Speed matters. We know that you can't go too fast. It's about going too slow.
That's Joe Biden speaking from his home in Delaware on MSNBC, also accusing President Trump of issuing conflicting and confusing statements about the virus over the past few weeks. Biden argued that Trump needs to, quote, step up and do his job and stop campaigning. Congressman Mark Meadows about to start a new job at the White House to become President Trump's fourth chief of staff, effective today, giving his resignation letter to the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last night. He's been representing North Carolina's 11th district for about 7 years. And this is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Back on Your Hidden Power, Uri Geller joins us for his weekly visit, help, advice. The focus on, I mean, Uri, as probably the world's most investigated and celebrated paranormalist, one of the most interesting people in my life, frankly, because of our relationship. I've learned a lot. I trust him. And I think as friends, he trusts me, but I have more reason to want to trust him than he has to trust me in terms of using his power for good, which is something we really want to be doing at this time. Uri always uses his power for good. And so our focus has been on financial stuff in this hour of Your Hidden Power, Uri. And I wonder how you see the world as it's turning. It's kind of unbelievable. A lot of people in the markets are suggesting, people that are using astrology, interestingly enough, to see where Trump's going, see where the country's going, say next 2 to 4 weeks will be rocky and then we'll come back to some sort of normalcy. So what do you think about your own financial well-being and all of this and the general focus on the economies of the world from your perspective as a psychic?
Okay, I'll tell you in a moment, but you know, Doug, that a lot of people are seeking help from the mental health hotline.
Yes.
And I called the mental health hotline, and this is what I got. So I'm going to play you what I got, okay?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Hello and welcome to the mental health hotline. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you're depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you're dyslexic, press 6969696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep. If you have a short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang up. All our operators are too busy to talk to you.
So is that a joke? That sounds like a joke.
Does it sound like a joke?
It kind of sounds like a joke.
Well, of course.
Huh?
Doug, listen, this coronavirus, you know, the internet is loaded with jokes. I get at least 20 jokes a day. Some of them are videos. Some of them are recorded, like this one. I mean, this is a great one. You know, it brings a little sense of humor into this gloomy atmosphere that we're experiencing around the world. This is crazy. Now, we can laugh as long as we're healthy. And, you know, I urge everyone to listen very carefully to what the health departments of the world and your country and your county tell you. Wash your hands a million times a day. Keep the hand sanitizers. Don't approach anyone. Don't speak to anyone if you're standing closer than 2 meters. When you have to speak to someone, keep 2 meters away. This is very important when you come home from wherever you come. Remember, this virus can get into your hair, onto your clothing. And shockingly, they just discovered today, Doug, that one of the cruise liners where all the people were evacuated from, they discovered that the virus was still there after 7 weeks. So this is a very, very, very nasty virus. And as you said, it's causing a lot of headaches, and have
headaches literally and figuratively.
Yeah. You have to be rational and logical in this case. And anyone who tells you that this is going to be a short-term virus and it'll ebb away in 2 months or 3 months, some people think it's just, you know, a few more weeks. But no way. This is a very tough virus to cure. Very. They've done some tests here in Israel. It's a monster. And it'll take time to find a vaccine or medicine for it. And even when they find medicine, it'll have to go through FDA. Even if Trump or any president will hasten it and make it faster and get the FDA out of the way, it'll still take time to distribute it to what? How many billions of people are we around the world? So financial markets are going to suffer tremendously. I mean, I look at myself. All my lectures and shows were canceled.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
It's just all the performers around the world, the magicians, the mentalists, the sports figures. How many? Correct me if I'm wrong, but am I correct that one of or two of the Lakers, the basketball team, one of them has corona? Am I right, Doug?
Yes. Yeah, there was a college basketball player who died of the virus. He'd been a very famous college basketball player. It's getting into everything. But I also think that there, even though there is a concern, when you look at the people who, the fact that almost anybody and everybody could get it, and how it would be treated, there are the things that are coming out of France, the studies, people being treated with what they call a Z-Pack and malaria disease, malaria medicine that seems to have curbed the coronavirus. You said something very interesting. Yes, there's a lot of, there is proof that that has worked, but the Z-Pack is made in China, and all that's closed down now. One of the things that I wonder if you see the world separating from China. It seems that most everybody now realizes this problem started in China, and the Chinese government is to blame for it. So are we smart enough to sort of find different ways of getting away from the obvious domination the Chinese have had in the world of our markets, building things,
yes,
selling things?
Absolutely, Doug. You know, we finally got a kick in the back, you know.
Yep.
I don't want to use a...
Backside. Kicking in the arse, yeah.
Backside. Yeah, exactly. And now we are going to start manufacturing our own stuff. Every country will make sure that we have factories. So maybe that's a little positive. But still, we are still getting the masks from China, the overalls from China. We're getting the goggles from China.
Yeah.
We're getting those things that are needed right now in hospitals. But
yeah,
we'll continue this conversation next week because you just cannot stop talking about it.
No, you got to talk about it wherever you are. Thanks, Uri. Uri Geller, mystifier, paranormalist, motivator. His website is Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. Uri Geller here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
I'm Andy Solomon. With schools closing across the country because of the COVID-19 virus, parents are suddenly faced with the challenge of keeping their children occupied and, more importantly, learning at home. Pam Rogeman, Dean, College of Education, University of Phoenix, says that regardless of their age, keeping normal school hours for learning should be priority.
Keep learning as a part of your children's day. Use teacher lesson plans and interactive apps. Conduct simple science experiments around the house. Keep reading and writing skills high by assigning books and journals, then schedule time as a family to discuss.
This can also be a great opportunity to introduce new skills. Teach your children how to cook, garden, or play a new sport. You don't need to run out and spend money on a science kit or workbook. You probably already have what you need around your home.
Don't forget to continue to be a role model for your child. Model the behavior you want them to do. Limit your screen time, stay busy during your scheduled work time, and remain calm.
For more information, go to phoenix.edu/COVID-19.
Visit on Your Hidden Power. Mary at PsychicScout.com has the ability to take the problems that we have that we bring to her and sort those problems out. And one of the things that people are worried about, we have on this program this week a fellow who is an astrologer who uses astrology to invest. Now, when people come to you with worries and fears and concerns, oftentimes, especially in the situation we find ourselves in now, the money end of things is paramount. I mean, if I came to you in my current state of mind or current economic state, you'd think that I was going to jump off the next building. I'm not, because I'm taking a different approach than I have in the past, because I figure this is what's supposed to be. All things like this pass, we move on, get into different circumstances. So when somebody comes to you and they are literally suicidal, a lot of people have financial problems. They don't know of another way out, so they commit suicide. How do you get people off the ledge when it comes to things like this? When they talk to you, they need your help, they need your advice, they go to PsychicScout.com, they made an appointment. So, you know, what do you do with people like this?
Well, I don't get that a lot. The way it's been working is just creating a safe space for them to talk about their fears and get it all out of the dark into the light, so to speak. Try and put them in a place of gratitude for where they are and what they have. You know, if they're very seriously contemplating suicide, then I let them know I'm going to call 911. Mostly it's just getting the fear out. If it's inside our head, it's in a dark place. And talking about it, getting it out into the light alleviates a lot of that and gives the people an opportunity to see, you know, any silver lining that might be a part of it. Maybe it's time to think about changing jobs or making a different life plan or, you know, whatever it is. Try to move them into a more productive space. You know, this isn't working right now. You know, what would work and how can you start taking action on that? And that's usually how spirit approaches things. What action is appropriate? A lot of us feel powerless over the situation, but we're not completely powerless. There's actions we can take. And so the spirit gently moves them in that direction of feeling like they do have some control over their life. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think that it does make sense. I'm trying to offer people as much hope and help as possible through all of the programs that I'm doing, because this has gotten so out of hand, out of control. It really is. It's much, the problem is being made worse by our thoughts. There's the physical reality of getting the virus, but people aren't thinking about preventing it. They're thinking about, okay, what do I do if I get it? Whereas in my mind, what you want to do is everything you can to prevent yourself from getting sick and therefore getting worried about other things. But when people come to you in a state, it's easier said than done, is it not?
Yeah, and if they're in the state, it's usually because, you know, like I said, their head is running on all the negatives. Mm-hmm. So to get that out, so to speak, let them hear themselves. And you're right, you know, the only way through this is to work on prevention and take advantage of this quiet time to rearrange your life in such a way that a lot of people are just rearranging their lives in such a way to just keep it simpler. You know, what are the basics? What's important to me? Who's with me that I love and can spend time with? You know, those are some things that are within our control and our power, and that's number one. You know, just take care of ourselves.
You know, it's very interesting.
Do all the things that the government's saying to do.
Well, I don't know that I want to do everything the government says to do. I'd rather do what you tell me to do than what the government tells me to do, frankly, because I think you got more common sense and more tuned in than most of the people that are working in the government. But there, I wonder, we got about a minute here. Do people get more psychic because of strain? Do people find out things about themselves they didn't know before when they're trying to, as with the jargon of the day, is flatten the curve?
I think so. It you know, it depends on what opportunities we take, but since we're all sort of forced into this, I'm going to call it quietness, you're likely to get more intuitive hits, less distractions.
Right.
You know,
listening,
all our distractions.
There's more quiet time. Yeah, that's a fabulous point. More people are enjoying more quiet time, more time with themselves. They can go in, listen to yourself. If you're not a practitioner of meditation, perhaps you might, and that takes all kinds of forms and shapes. Just be quiet for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just count your breaths or something like that to get you off. You'd be amazed at what that does. Exactly, right. Yes, count your blessings and think about ways that you can exercise, literally and figuratively, to keep yourself from going down the rat hole that a lot of people are, because all they do is worry and fret and they listen to the news on radio and television. Stop doing that and you'll be all much better off. And you'll be better off if you spend some time with Mary. Her site is psychicscout.com. Mary O'Malley here on Your Hidden Power.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Back into the world of astrology with our resident astrologer, Laura, is here. Laura Banks. You can find her at StarGalNetwork.com. I've had a lot of people ask me about astrology when it comes to the coronavirus. Does it have an astrology of its own? In other words, we usually figure things out based on the birth. When you're doing a chart, the birth of a person or the birth of a company or a business, whatever. What do we know in terms of trying to figure out astrology and the coronavirus? What do we need to know, Laura?
Well, you know, and I've been talking about this all along, Doug. It really is something I've been collaborating on with other astrologers, and it really comes down to that Saturn conjunct Pluto, which happened in January. That's a long, long, slow-moving planets, yeah. And it got Mars now right there.
You told me, I think it happened about every 34 years, didn't you tell me that?
Yeah,
that when
yeah.
Pluto and Saturn conjunct with each other.
Yes, and it's also going to set us up for the possibility of a cold war with Japan. That's the latest information.
Japan? You mean China?
I meant China. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I got to get my countries right. With China, and that's with the Uranus influence.
People are pissed about this because the Chinese started it, and everybody knows the Chinese started it. And so, you know, are we going to? And I guess back to we were talking earlier in the program to a fellow who's an astrologer who's also an investor. I forgot to ask him about our dependence on China and what that does to the market, and if it changes, it would seem to me it would almost have to change, don't you think? And what do you see there from your realm?
We'll have to have him back. He wants to do a 2-minute segment with you guys all the time.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You know, You know, how does this affect the individual? You know, nobody knows other than right now. We're in our bunkers. We're confused as heck about when this is going to end.
Very.
It sounded like it's in a couple weeks, according to Henry, and I really think he knows what he's up to with what he's talking about, that we're going to be out of the worst of it. The Saturn conjunct Pluto has just created just an amazing amount of unprecedented change in our lives, and it's going to be for the better. There's just no way it's not going to be for the better, because what hit me this week about this whole thing was Saturn is in Capricorn, which is exalted. Saturn is in its place of rulership, so whatever is happening is meant to happen. And that means we were all meant to do what we're doing now, which is to recreate ourselves in a new way. Don't you think we've had enough of what we were doing? I mean, look at everybody's lives.
Yeah.
I mean, it's turned a little bit of a Groundhog Day over here for me with day in, day out doing the same darn thing.
Yeah, I know.
But and the majority of people that I certainly knew were just kind of going about their lives completely checked out from the neck up.
Yep. Yeah.
This is like, who's my partner? Who's my, you know, that is a foundation redevelopment. That is a foundation paradigm shift. Everybody hates change, but it's the best thing. And the different signs are going to take it in different ways. The Aries is going to be excited in how we can make a difference and go out and lead a war. Taurus is going to be very nervous because they're protecting their house. A Scorpio, like yourself, Doug, is highly sensitive. This is not going to be an easy time for you. Okay?
No, it already isn't an easy time for me.
No, not for the Saturn, the Scorpios, the Pisces, the Cancerians.
When you say not an easy time, how is that reflected? What happens to people who do not have an easy time? Easy time adjusting to the change, an easy time...
Your Virgos, your Scorpios, your Cancers, your Pisces signs, nervous. I don't call it neurosis, but just this anxiety that you can't quite put down because you're, in the sense of Scorpio or Pisces, you're connected to a collective consciousness. In the sense of Virgo, it's just you're all obsessed about you're going to get sick and die, and every germ scares you to death. But every one of them, you know, like an Aries doesn't worry so much because we're in the moment, we're out forging new grounds, and so it's important as a Scorpio to disconnect from your brain, Doug. That 6 inches between your ears isn't the truth. It's a made-up story.
Yeah. Well, I think we do. I think you do tend to. I, as a Scorpio, I always want the answer to questions, and sometimes the answers aren't there. And so, therefore, you make things up. And
see, but you have to be a radio signal going out in the positive, and you always say that. We have to be positive, but more than just words, you're emanating an energy.
And I do that for the public, but I don't do it for myself.
You have to do it for yourself because you're the one that got to put the mask on first because you're for us. And so if you don't, and everyone listening, that's what you have to think of. It's not even about you. It's about how do you care for your mental state of well-being through this crisis, which is going to be for the better in a way that doesn't disempower those around you.
And that's what you have to believe. All right, check out Laura Banks at StarGalNetwork.com. They can find you there, and they can make appointments to get a good reading, all sorts of things that she's working on, StarGalNetwork.com. Laura Banks with Doug Steffen, as usual, here on the weekly Your Hidden Power. Check out the podcast at YourHiddenPowerShow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.